Gotta take it away. So Mem Aleph Mem Aleph Man Ben Zakai.
Man Ben Zakai. Ile Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai Mihava B'Sanhedrin. So the Gemara previously referred to this Ben Zakai. So who is this Ben Zakai? Ile Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai. You want to say that they're referring to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai Mihava B'Sanhedrin? How do we know?
Was he a member of the Sanhedrin? We don't think so. He couldn't have really been involved in cases that involved any of the Fashos. Tanya. Pragmatia. So for the first 40 years, he was smart about it. Instead of like trying to make a living as a rabbi, you know, so he said, you know, like, let me become a partner at, what is it? Book in Moskowitz or Moskowitz in book? Moskowitz in book, right? I mean, that's where you go. What's that?
They're breaking up, though.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Gopin.
Gopin and Gopin, right? I mean, not everybody.
They're driving.
Right, not everybody can be a partner there. But the point is, he decided to get a job. He had a job. Then he went to go learn for 40 years. Because, you know, he had already cashed out on this cryptocurrency. So he didn't need to work anymore. So he said, I could go learn. And then he became the Gadol Hador because he learned for 40 years, you know, and so he became Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. That's the way to do it. Okay. Oh, so the math isn't adding up because we know Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he's the great leader of Klal Yisrael after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. All of the Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, whether it's Yom Hanaf Kulo Asar, whether it's, you know, Lulav Nital Kol Shiva, right? All of the incredible takanos and contributions of Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So, you know, only the last 40 years of his life was he considered to be a rabbi, right? So it doesn't make any sense because already 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't any more Dinei Nefashos because the Sanhedrin went into exile, quite literally. Right, so they didn't deal, this is the first Sugyan Sanhedrin, with Dinei Knassos. Who can give me examples of Knassos from the Torah? What do we know, Knassos, Ariel? Ones, Mefate, Mosi Shemra, right? The first two being Chamishim Kesef, the last one being Mea Kesef. We just had Parashas Kiseitze, right? So it's all fresh in our mind. Kemoer HaBesulos, okay, very good. So you can't deal with Dinei Knassos, all right? So the Gemara says, really? So right, I mean, it was only once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right? Hiskin Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So there's no way that he could have been a member of the Sanhedrin that was done dealing the Fashos. The math is just not adding up for us. So it must have been some Ben Zakkai. The Alma, some, you know, other Ben Zakkai, you know, there have been many Ben Zakkais running around. You know, I think we've got four or five kids in TABC, Ben Zakkai, you know, so, you know, they're around if you look for them. Okay.
For those freshmen or anyone who has a free period, there is a wrestling demo, heard me correctly, a wrestling demo now in the basketball gym. Once again, wrestling. We have a real wrestling program. Come see what it's all about. Maybe get on the mat. See if you have what it takes.
Right. It makes sense. Hachanam Mistar. But Yisach that Chrem Yochanan and Ben Zakkai, we would refer to him as just Ben Zakkai. Right? We don't go around saying, you know, Ben Zakkai. You're dealing with, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. You know, it would be completely unacceptable. Nobody, you know, goes around and calls the Gedolei Hador just by, you know, their last name. You know, it would be extremely disrespectful. Okay. Tainim, all right. Well, now the plot thickens because we have the same report, but this time it was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So it's like a little bit, you know, surprising that we would have, you know, a Ben Zakkai and a Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai talking about, relatively unusual case of, maybe it was a case of Chilul Shabbos, maybe it was a case of using the, sort of detaching the Te'ena from the tree, the different suggestions the Gemara has, but it's awfully suspicious that now it's not just Ben Zakkai, but it's Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai talking about this rare case of a fig and the Uktze Te'ena at that. It must have been in the intermediate 40 years, right, when they were still being done, Dinei Nefashos. The Amar Milsa. Right. So Ukvaua Bishmei, meaning that this is the second time now already, this early Zman, that we're seeing Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabba. What was the first time we saw that idea? The Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabba, the Kolar is Taloi B'Tzavar, right? That even if he sees it. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if you could be held responsible, you could also get credit. So in Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, it was a Talmud HaYoshev Lifnei Rabbo. He had said a Svara involving this case of Ukseh Te'enim, and they had recorded it in his name, right? Kol Merdavar B'Shem Amro, maybe Gula La'olam. It's a wonderful thing. Okay? Right, which is appropriate, right? You know, so Kikari Le Ben Zakkai.
So that's from before when he was born.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's just tracing it to different stages of his life. So let's fill in the Rashis here, and then we'll be over on Pei Tes, which is really what we want to get to. Okay. So starting with the Rashi of Mihava B'Sanhedrin. Prakmatia, right? That was his business career. Emtsaim Lama, the middle 40 years, right, he learned. Achronim. Right, it was only the last 40 years that he became, the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai that we all know and love. Okay, so Bechanus, that's where the Sanhedrin went into Galus. Right, so even though it was in Yerushalayim, they were still considered in Galus because they weren't in their chambers. What are their chambers? Of course, Lishkas Hagazis, right? Exactly right. Excellent. So it's at the northeast corner of the Azara, the Lishkas Hagazis. Whole discussion of the Gemara Sanhedrin, half Kodesh, half Chol. We'll get there. Go Remes, Ladine Knossos. So what does Lishkas Hagazis have to do with Dine Knossos? Mainin Shmitei Tel Har Sinai. We don't need the Lishkas Hagazis for Dine Nefashos, for Dine Knossos. Ella Dine Nefashos. Lishkas Hagazis. Vikamta Ve'Aliso. Oh, we'll talk about this at great length, but does that sound like a Dinda Raisa or a Dinda Rabbanan? Yeah, how do we know? It's a Pasuk, right? So it can be done, Dini Nefashos. Right, you need the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas Hagazis, which by implication also suggests that what do you need? This is sort of low-hanging fruit, but if you need the Sanhedrin and Lishkas Hagazis, what do you need before that? Yeah, you need the Lishkas Hagazis. So you need the Beis HaMikdash with the Lishkas Hagazis, you need the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. Emmanuel, this is going to be a fundamental point. Right? These are not just arbitrary conditions, but we're going to see that everything we've set up until now in the semester, it's all organized, is going to explain why those conditions really need to be satisfied. Why do you need the Beis HaMikdash? Why do you need them in the Lishkas Hagazis? But they weren't there, right? They went into Galus. So we'll get a little bit of that story. That's a story that's recorded in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Okay.
roasted below higher speaker blood on.
So what happened? The chazer they saw the nefishi reitzchim that there were so many murderers that it was hopeless. So they said we can't control things anyway. So they went into galus and they suspended dina nefasha. It's kind of a fascinating story, not for now, but like you would think maybe they would be more necessary then than ever. So why they went into galus when the going got rough? Why did the Sanhedrin get going? That's an important question, but that's what happened. Okay. Snan mishachar of Beis HaMikdash.
The Rashi is going to do that and put out the mat for us.
We know he was alive after the Chorban. That's when, Right, so even if you assume that he died like pretty soon after the Chorban, it still wouldn't make sense. And certainly if he lived beyond that, right, so you're talking about missing Dina Nefashos by quite a bit. Okay, so the Gemara came to this resolution that he was a Talmud Ayeshev Lifnei Rabo, Ve'amar Milsa, and he said Svara, that was very good, right, Ukvau Abishmei, and they put it in his name. Of course, at the time, he was known as Ben Zakkai, okay? I liked what he has to say very much. Oh, beautiful. It's not a problem. So that was when he said it. It was contemporaneous to when the statement was made, when he was a Talmud, a Yeshiv, Lifnei Rabo. Right, because it's a little bit uncomfortable, even ex post facto to refer to him as Ben Zakkai, even if he was known as Ben Zakkai at the time, like Ben Azai or Ben Zoma, right, because they never lived to get Smicha. So if you're going to refer to him, it's like this, it's almost Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Ramban, when he was about 9 years old, came up with this big Chiddush, which actually makes it into the Shulchan Aruch, that the language of shofar is midin shvoferes, that it has to be hollowed. So that if you have a bone from an animal, even if it's a kosher animal, and even if it satisfies all the other requirements for shofar, but it doesn't have what we call a zachros and a nakvas. It only has a zachros. It's only bone. There's no hollowed part. So the Ramban says, that's not milashon shvoferes. So the Ramban said it when he was, not the Ramban. He said it when he was, Mesha, whatever he went by over there. When we quoted the name of the Ramban, even though he wasn't a rabbi at the time, he wasn't even bar mitzvah at the time. Same story here. If you're going to speak about it, it's a little uncomfortable to say, just Ben Zakkai. Okay, so that's what the Gemara has to say, and now we can move on to Pei Tes Amud Aleph. So the subject here of the Mishnah is the Zaken Mamre, the rebellious sage. If you want to know what Sanhedrin is all about and what the status of Sanhedrin is all about, you got to know about the rebel against the Sanhedrin. So the Mishnah details the way that we break seemingly very significant rules, daraisas, very significant daraisas at that, when it comes to the zaken mamre. So let's learn this very carefully. Machlokes Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Kiva. Let's try to understand what's happening. Micah, take it away. Oh, the Divrei Reb Akiva. So when it comes to the Zaken Mamre, this figure who was so adamant about his position that he rebelled against the Bezdin HaGadol in a very particular way, we'll go through the details. First four prakim of Hilchos Mamrin. So this person is Chayev Misa. But there are two chidushim, Lashita Rabbi Akiva, in terms of the way that he's put to death. One bigger than the other. So first of all, where do we put him to death? Right. So not in the best in Shebeiro, not the best in Shebeyavna. So you take him to, in a certain sense, the scene of the crime. Scene of the crime as defined by what the real issue here is. He's in rebellion against the best in Hagadol and Yerushalayim. Even more remarkably, the much bigger Chiddush, according to Rabbi Akiva, when do we put him to death? Right. We wait until the next regel. So I don't know, if he became a Zaken Mamre shortly after Sukkot, he'll be waiting 6 months. Why is that so remarkable? What does that implicate?
That they want everyone to see.
For sure, right? Because the pasuk says, "V'cholam yishmu v'yiro'u v'lo yizidu no'od," that everybody has to be present. But what's such a chiddush about that position, Micah? What's so remarkable about Rabbi Akiva saying? Fair enough, right? It's like, you know, v'samach b'chagecha, you know, we're not like the ancient Romans, you know. So you really want to enjoy a yontif, you have to have a public execution. That's like that. You know, these Pesach programs, I don't know what they're offering, you know, a little karaoke, barbecue, Shaquille O'Neal. They really want to, you know, differentiate themselves. They should say, yeah, Cholam Moed, we're having a few. We've been holding these guys all year, you know. Come to Puerto Rico, you know, you can see it. That's the real thing, you know. You know, are you going to go to your babies? You know, does she have anybody to execute? So you want to really enjoy Yantif. Okay, so that's strange. There's a big discussion. It would mean on Yantif. So that's an Isidaraisa. Lo Sivaru Eish Bechom Vosur Seichem Yom HaShabbos. You can't do capital, but you can't even do Malkus on Shabbos or Yantif. But there's an even bigger issue. We shouldn't give the Pesach programs any ideas. You know, they're desperate. They'll do anything. They have no standards. Yeah, General?
Murder is sort of a taboo topic, so to have it be when everyone is there in front of everyone in such like a public surrounding seems completely different from what's been doing.
Okay, right. So normally we're not. So we do, let me just reformulate it in slightly different terms. You have a principle in the halacha, v'hafta l'reicha kamocha, of b'ror lo misa yafa, that we're not typically looking to make, like, you know, you see in popular culture, like, you know, in the medieval era, you know, getting everybody together to, watch an execution is, it seems like a very foreign idea. But if we, I think we could even put a finer point on it. Professor Barinholtz?
Inoy din.
Yes, that's correct. Efficient, as usual. Inoy hadin. It's an iser daraisa that once somebody is sentenced, you have to put them to death right away. And then none of what goes on in the United States where a person's been on death row for 82 years... You know, that's considered to be a form of psychological torture. That's why we can't have dini nefashos, by the way, you know, on days of Shabbos and Yantif, because you'd have to, right, execute them on that day, and that would be an issur d'oraisa. You can't even have it, right, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif either, because you have to be malin esadin, you have to wait till the next day. So the point is that you're going to violate an issur, I don't know, 6 months, roughly 180 days, so you're going to violate 180 yisurei d'oraisa. That's what Rabbi Akiva says you have to do. V'cholam yishmo v'yiro, v'lo yizidunot. That's shocking. That is going to be what really, that question is going to what animate the entire discussion that we'll have this week. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, the illustrious Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Yivamo Samach Beis, these are the Chamisha Talmidim Nadarim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So Rabbi Yehuda, right, says to his Rebbe, to Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, are you serious? Me'anin is Dino. So Rabbi Yehuda says you want to let everybody know, so you know, text them, WhatsApp, Telegram, postcard, Blackboard message, if you need to. Can't violate Nisa Daraisa. What's the excuse for that? So send them letters. Say we had a Zakin Mamre over here. And for all the reasons that you guys said also. Good. All right. Let's see. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi is going to be very important. Kol Yisrael Yishmu. Right, so this is a deterrence, right? You have to make sure that not only are we killing him, but we're letting everybody know what's going on, right? Tzarech lashmi adino the rabim, v'lo yizidu not, so nobody else should become a zaken mamre, right? So we said, lo bebezin shebi yavne, lo bebezin shebi iro, only the bezin agad lo b'yushalayim, so Rashi says, Im Dishalu Bezdin Belishka Sagazi. So a question came to the Sanhedrin. Shasha Yamim, and right now he got delayed there. This Zakin Mamre. Ad Liavna, as we know historically, right? After the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Tain Liavna v'chachameha. V'adayin habayis kayim, right? And let's say that during the 40 years that they, before they, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Sanhedrin went into Galus, but let's say the Beis HaMikdash was still there. V'achrei chen kivitz chila, and even though the question was reconciled by the Beis Din HaGadol, by the Sanhedrin, Nizakin Mamre, that's the whole idea, is he's unwilling to yield, so he gives his original hora'ah. So even though the Sanhedrin is now in Yavna, you don't put him to death there. Ein nikbatzin sham. That's not where the people gather together. Where the people gather together for purposes of Aliyah LeRegel, only in Yerushalayim. So Rashi's is a very convoluted approach that Tosos is going to challenge, okay? So he says, in a situation where the Sanhedrin went into Galus and Yavna, the whole point is you have to put him to death in Yerushalayim because that's where the people are. And, you know, the whole idea of putting him to death is to be where the people are, that they should all see this and behold it and be deterred from ever becoming a Zakin Mamre. Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. We'll learn the Gemara, and then we'll get to the Tosfos, which is really the point of everything that we're doing today, and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. Good. So what's his point? If you were right, Rabbi Kiva, the pasuk should say, "Nad b'cholam yishmu v'yiro." Right, should say, "Yiru v'yiro." They'll see it because they'll actually be there. Shelo tehe shmiya gedola meri'iya. But my shita sounds better with the pasuk v'cholam yishmu. How are they going to hear about it? Blackboard, WhatsApp, oh, okay. Velolo nemar le yishmiro. So lama manding dinos shal. What in the world justifies violating a million isurei daraisa? Ella. So we tell people that there was a fellow who was Chayiv Misa and Bezdin for presumably whatever the crime is. Good. So Tanu Rabbanan. Now this din, in general, of notifying people is called Hachraza. Hachraza literally means to declare, an announcement, a declaration. L'hachriz. Okay. So who are these halachic personalities? The Mesis being the... A Mesis is the... Ki Yisischa, Achicha, Benimecha.
He's the family member of a friend who tries to convince you to go with that.
The insider. Who was the first Mesis? The first provocateur? The Nachash HaKedmeni. the Rav used to refer to him. Nachash HaKadmoni, right? He's the paradigmatic Mesis. So the Ramban says, before we had from the Eitz Hadas, you were incapable of sin. The only way that sin could have been introduced to the world is through a provocateur. Otherwise, we would have had no Yetzer to sin. Fascinating thing. So that's number one, the Mesis. The Ben Soru Mora, right? Last week's Parsha. So all of these people, if and when they're put to death, so you need Hachraza, you need some means, a vehicle of notification of the people. Because these are the situations where the Torah uses some version of what expression that we've been focused on. B'chol am, excellent, David, right? Yishmu v'yirov, v'lo yizidun od. Good, okay? B'chuluk siv behu. Good. So Edom Zomin is a little different. Right, it doesn't say V'chol Ha'am, it just says Hanisharim, those who remain. What's the rationale? Why by Edom Zomin does it use a slightly more modest term? Not the whole people, but just Hanisharim. Anybody could be a Mesis. Anybody could be a Ben Sormer. Not so sure, right? 50% of the population is already disqualified. Such a thing called women. Somebody was asking me today, why is Pidyon HaBen so rare? So I said, well, you know, the first point is that it has to be like a firstborn male. He said, so what? So I said, well, it's like, you know, roughly 50% of births are female. So it's like, I was thinking about it. I said, you know about females, right? So I mean, I felt kind of badly. I didn't want to, you know. So he said, yeah, I guess you're right. So, but there's a lot of other halachos, Levi, Yotzei Dofen. Okay, so in any event, right, the Gemara is a little strange. You have to try to understand what the Gemara means. But it's like, not everybody could be a Ben Sor Mor. What do you mean? There are fewer people who could be Edom Zomin than Ben Sor Mor. It's a little strange. But okay. And a Zaken Mamre. Anybody could be a Zaken Mamre. That's a strange thing. To be a Zaken Mamre, you have to be a Chacham Bezrai Lahora. You can't just be a Zaken Mamre. Yeah. This is like the old joke about joining the Apikoros club in Volozhin. You know, to join the Apikoros club in Volozhin, you had to know 250 blat bal peh. Otherwise, they'd put you in the Amaretz club. But do you want to be in the Apikoros club? You know, we have standards here. So to be a Zaken Mamre, you can't just be anybody. Could be a Zaken Mamre. So it's a difficult Gemara. You know, I would have said, like, you know, all right, Mesis, anybody could be a Mesis. Then the next one up, I would say, you know, I would assume that. Ben Sora Mora is very unique. It's a 3-month period. Nobody can be Ben Sora Mora. Zaken Mamre, even more unique. But our Gemara presents is that Edom Zomin is like the rarest of them all. Okay. So let's take a look at Rashi, and then we'll be to Tosos, which is really fascinating. Okay. So the Gemara says in Rashi, V'chinemar v'cholam yiru v'yiro deba'inan. Rashi says, Shiyu. So Rabbi Yehuda says, as Rabbi Kiva, I would be moda to you if it said v'cholam yiru v'yiro. But it says v'cholam yishmu v'yiro. They don't actually have to see it. This isn't a public execution. Okay. Arba tzrichim hachraza. What's the definition of hachraza? Oh, good, go ahead. Ploni meis sha'avar averazo. Right. Exactly. Okay. The radar says ha'achirim v'chol Yisrael ve'edim zomim k'siv ha'nisharim. Excellent. V'chol ha'am. You can't write v'chol ha'am. It's not shayach.
Not everyone is able to be an
Sheyesh gazlonim, certain percentage of people that are crooks. Malave beribis. Bishavias, right? The Kedusha Shavias. All of these people are psulin leitos. Fine. Okay. They would say it's a difficult Gemara because not everybody can be a Ben Sera Mora either, and not everybody can be a Zakin Mamre either. Basis, I'd agree. So it's a little hard, but let's leave that for now. Let's go over to Tosos v'lo bebezdin shebiyavna. So again, to review, Rashi's whole point was the problem really is that even if the Bezdin HaGadol is now in Yavna and the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you don't serve any purpose in terms of the Hachraza because everybody is Ola L'Regel to Yerushalayim, right? Okay, so that's the background where Tosos comes in. So Pirish Beklentris. Im nishal bebezdin shebelishkas hagazis. The question came to the bezdin when they were sitting in their chambers in lishkas hagazis. Right, and they paskin the halacha and the zakin mamre. You know, was really annoyed. V'chazar li'iro, and he went home and he wasn't willing to yield to the bezdin hagadol. And he's paskining, and people are listening to his hora because he's a big talmid chacham. Right, and Rashi goes on, and the Sanhedrin goes into Galus, and they go to Yavna. Okay, fine, so you drag him to Yerushalayim, because that's where the people are, even if the Bezdin is now in Yavna. Vitema! So Tosa says, what in the world is Rashi saying? Ad ha-regel, l'shitas Rashi. If we're really talking about a situation where the Sanhedrin's already in Galus, and we're waiting until the regel, kishita, Rabbi Akiva, heyach mimisin, how in the world can we be putting him to death? Ain? Dine nefashos! Once the Sanhedrin's in Galus, who ever heard of Dine nefashos?
Because
remember, we saw before in Mem Aleph that once the Sanhedrin went into Galus, yes, even if the Beis HaMikdash is standing, if the Sanhedrin is in Lishkas HaGazis, yeah, so how in the world can you have Dine Nefashos? Can the Amar Beperek HaYubodkin? V'chiseima! A fascinating suggestion by Tosus that if the Beis HaMikdash is standing, even if the Sanhedrin already went to Galus, maybe they returned specifically for these purposes. Wow. This is like, you know, upping the ante and, you know, Mimisinoso Beregel, forget about Inoy Hadin, right, that they're get together just for this, you know, bring the band back together. By the way, Tosfos in Ksuvos has a very similar suggestion. Tosfos in Ksuvos actually says an amazing idea that during the 40 years, on occasion, they would return to Lishkas HaGazis, lav dafka beregel, but they would occasionally return to Lishkas HaGazis to paskin dine nefashos. It's an amazing chiddush of Tosfos. So he's going somewhat in that direction right now. He says, so if you'll answer like that, so just everybody should appreciate the Havamina, right? The Havamina is remarkable. The Havamina is saying that, right, It's like more like the, more than the Pesach program, right? We're going to get the best in Hagadol together just for this. Wow. Okay. Perikayu Bodkin, lo mashmahachi. Right? It says, well, if that were really true, this is a like just one of these, you know, brilliant lines in Tosos. Tosos says, if it were really true that that could be what's going on, then how could the Gemara have dispositively said earlier that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't involved in Dina Nefashos? Maybe Taka, he was involved in Dina Nefashos in those 40 years before the Beis HaMikdash. Because every now and again, they would go back and get the band back together. How do you know? V'od my inoy hadin yesh. Ho, inoy hadin, mashino so achar gemardino. The only definition of inoy hadin is when the guy has already been sentenced, and we're just delaying things out. But if he hasn't really been sentenced yet, so then Where is the Inoy Hadin? Bishabata, right? So why don't we actually do the Dini Nefashos on Shabbos of Liktalu and then kill him right away? Mishani, and he says, but the problem with that is since you can't do Dini Nefashos on Shabbos, Ata Ma'ane Esdino. Right? The whole problem is that if you're going to delay it to the next day, that's Inoy Hadin, because he's already a sentence. If you had the Parach, then the Gemara says, Li Dainu. Ah, right? So again, the whole premise is that Inoy Hadin only applies when he's already been sentenced. The Ode, furthermore, to us attacking Rashi from every direction, my Irya. Right, well, why is this so unique to Zakin Mamre? It seems like this whole discussion of Inoy Adin seems highly particular to Zakin Mamre. More on that later, right? It would be other Averos as well. The Ode. Why specifically Yavna? Nobody really cares here about Yavna. Right? The whole point is that they're not in Lishkas Agazis. Lema, Lobabez, and Shebechanos. So Tosfos then says, "V'dochek lomar." Don't tell me. Done in. Kevid kevan de b'shas avera sanhedrin dolim mekomen. So this is now, so far, the most important line we've seen in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, "Don't tell me what idea." Michael, what idea does Tosfos not like? It's a fascinating idea, but Tosfos says, I don't like the idea. He says, it's dachuk to tell me this idea.
That when he did, at the time that Zakin Mamre did the Avera, the Sanhedrin was still standing in the Sanhedrin.
Excellent, right. So don't tell me that if he paskined against the Sanhedrin, as long as they, at the time in Lishkas Agazis, even if he wasn't tried there, that all this could still be shy, because he says, it's dachuk lomar, that they would try him for the crime that was committed when they were in Lishkas Agazis after they went into Galus. Because after all, it's really a capital case. So he says, it's not impossible to say that, but it's quite dachuk to say that. Fascinating. Because again, if the whole point is that they have to be in the Lishkas Agazis, maybe you could argue that if Shas Avera, they were still in Lishkas Agazis, that would be acceptable. He says, that's dachuk. He doesn't like it. So what's the answer that he gives? Rabbeinu Tam Omer. Remarkable. So all of today was building up to this one line in Tosfos. Sometimes you have to see two Gemaras separated by 47 Dapim to appreciate one line in Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what the case is? Lo bezdin shebeiro, lo bezdin shebeyavna. What's the whole situation? Demairi? Why is there Inoy Hadin here? Oh, because they already... It's not about the Shas Avera that they were in the Lishkas Agazis, but the trial already happened. Shenigmar Dino Kodem Shagolsa Sanhedri. Then they went into Galus. And then, and only then, let's make sure that we all understand, only in that situation do we say... But we're going to bring him up to Yerushalayim, where the Gemara Din really was. Yes, we are going to be Ma'ana Ezdino. Yes, we are. We're going to wait till everybody comes back for the regal. L'shitas Rabbi Akiva, not L'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And we're going to put him to death then and there. Again, it could be 6 months. We're willing to wait that amount of time. Could be that the Sanhedrin really is no longer functioning in the Lishkas Agazis in a regular way. Okay, but since they already had the trial and there was already a Gemar Din, so we can implement that Gemar Din on the following regel, even though the Sanhedrin is no longer trying capital cases. So I just want everybody to appreciate the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And Michael, then I'll go to you in a second. Just make sure we're all on the same page. Take it slowly. L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the chumrah of Zakin Mamre is so grave that not only are we ma'ane as dino, but even though the Sanhedrin is no longer capable of handling dine nefashos, because they really are in galus, as long as a gemar din was achieved before they went into galus, will allow them to execute this one last guy. Wow. That's what a zaken mamre is. It's not just a rule breaker in terms of inoy hadin, but really, the Sanhedrin isn't handling any more cases of dine nefashos. You might have easily said, so let the guy off. A lot of kulas in dine nefashos, trust me, we'll see a lot of them. We're saying, no. This person, what he did, is so insidious, is so undermining of the Torah system, that we're going to be ma'anez dino, violate, or otherwise violate, what would have been 180 Yisurei del Raisa. And not only that, but we're going to allow the Sanhedrin to execute him in a time when they're no longer handling capital cases. As long as they achieved the Gemar Din, as long as the verdict was handed down prior to their galus. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Zaken Mamre is such a danger, such a snake, that we have to allow for Inoy Hadin, and we have to allow for Misas Bezdin, even at a time when they literally would be incapable of handling any other Dinei Nefashos. They're no longer in the business. They've closed up shop. They're in Gullus. Remarkable. Okay. Micah, go ahead.
How does this work? I mean, this works as a human tongue, but the case only really works with Rabbi Kiva.
Yeah, we're only operating within Shitas Rabbi Kiva. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no het there. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, what right do you have to be ma'anez dino? Inoy adin is an iser d'oraisa. Whoever said that you have a right? The pasuk says v'chol ha'am yishmu biro. You want to deter people? You want to let people know that if you're a zaken mamre, it's not going to end well for you? So send them a note. But Rabbi Kiva Taka Kivi is really saying shlote shmigdol meiriya. They have to be there. They have to see it. No, it's not so clear, admittedly. So if you read the Mishnah Kipshuto, and then you combine it with the Gemara, what outstanding question do we have, L'shitas Rabbi Akiva? You can see what direction Tosos is taking it. Tosos is Chad Mashmi, there's no doubt about it. But we have this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah with respect to Zaken Mamre. But by the time you get to the Gemara, what do you realize? Is it only the Zaken Mamre? It's the Mesis, the Ben Soro Mora, the Edim Zomimin, Arba Tzrich Nachraza. Would this apply to the rest of them? Very hard to prove from the Gemara otherwise. The Gemara didn't draw a distinction. The Gemara just says, Arba Tzrichim Achraz, Mesis, Bensora, Mora, Zaken Mamre, Edim Zomen. The only issue was that by Edim Zomen we say it's Nisharim because not everybody is Kashra Leidus. Pashtus would be that this would apply across the board. That the Heter, Fino Hadin, presumably would be Zakin Mamre, Mesis, Spencer Mora, and Edim Zom. Chora Tosos seems to understand differently. We'll see to what extent he's in good company or not. You have to build up to that. But the point is that Rabbeinu Tam really felt that this was an incredible outlier. Inoy Hadin could be 180 times over. Literally, you're waiting. You never do that. Never. Zechiv Daraisa, to be Meimis Miad. Not having trials on Erev Shabbos, we're not having trials on Shabbos. And in that respect, Rabbeinu Tam's position, that even though the Sanhedrin HaGedolah is no longer functioning in terms of Dinei Nefashos, because they're in Galus, the need to give this person capital punishment is so enormous, that need is so great, that it justifies not only being Ma'anin Esdino, but executing him in Yerushalayim at a time when the Beis Din HaGadol is no longer dealing in such cases. Remarkable. Okay, Eitan, go ahead.
As just clarifying, like they're not actually killing him in Yavne.
Can't.
So they go back.
Because remember, one of the Tnaim for the Sanhedrin to actually do Dine Nefashos, right, is that there has to be Beis HaMikdash, and the Sanhedrin itself has to be in the Lishkas HaGazis. So this is like an impossibility. Okay. All right, so we'll pick it up there from there tomorrow. Sariel.